But okay, good evening, everyone. We're going to start with activities prohibited before Havdalah. So Chazal say that you can't do certain things before Havdalah because they want you to make Havdalah as soon as Shabbos ends. So we're going to talk about eating, drinking, and Malacha. So source 31, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kufheim and Aleph says, Rav Chananya Bar Shalamya V'Talmidei D'Rav Havu Yasi B'Sudasa. These rabbis were sitting by a meal. V'Koy Elayhu Rav Hamnuna Saba. Rav Hamnuna Saba was standing with them. Amulei, they said, Zil chaze imakdish yoma nafsik v'nikve'e l'shab. So they said, I guess they were sitting, they wanted to say, is it Shabbos yet? Is it sunset? And if so, then we are going to continue. We're going to somehow stop this meal and start another meal for Shabbos. Amar lehu lo tzrichisu shabsa kava nafsha. You don't need to do this because you don't need to do anything. Once Shabbos hits, then the meal that you're eating now becomes a Shabbos meal. It's not our topic, but we suffer me now. Ki heche de kava lekiddush ka kava lehavdol. So he thought that the same thing applies for Havdalah, that once that just as Shabbos automatically. He thought that just like initially, once Shabbos hits, you have to make Kiddush. So also once Shabbos ends, you have to make Havdalah. Amru Rav Amram, Hachi Amar Rav, Lekiddush Kovas, V'lo Havdol Kovas. So he says, Rav says that Shabbos establishes an obligation to recite Kiddush, but not to recite Havdalah. Okay, not yet. V'hani mili le'inyan mifsak, delo mafsakinan. But that means that when it comes to Shabbos, you have to immediately, once Shabbos begins, you have to immediately recite Kiddush. But Havdalah, no. If you're eating a meal, you don't have to stop for Havdalah. But if it's Saturday night, you can't start, if you haven't started a meal, you can't start eating until you recite Havdalah. And when do we say that if you're in the middle of a meal on Shabbos that you don't have to stop for Havdalah, that's when you're eating. But if you're just drinking, which is not as significant, you don't have to. Now, if you're just like having a beverage and then it's Saturday night, so you have to stop drinking before Havdalah. Ushtia nami lo amron ela b'chamer v'shichro maya leisban, leislan ban. And the halacha is that also, what you can't drink before Havdalah is wine and beer, that's significant, but you could drink water as soon as Saturday night hits before Havdalah. So the whole discussion here, Upliga de Rav Huna, so they're all debating about this, they're all arguing about this, and they said this disagrees with Rav Huna. De Rav Huna, Chazal hu gavra de shasa by kodem Havdalah. Rav Huna saw a person who was drinking water before Havdalah. Amar leh, he said to this guy, Lo mistafe mar me'askara, are you not afraid from Askala, it's a certain sickness. The Tana Mishmei de Rav Akiva, Kolatoim Klum, Kolam Sheivdal Misasa Baskara. Apparently, Rav Akiva said, if you drink before Havdalah on Saturday night, so you're going to die of this bad death called from this sickness called Askara. Rabbanon Devei Rav Ashi Lo Kapti Amaya. However, other rabbis from the school of Rav Ashi were not so concerned with water. So you have these kind of, so basically what emerges from this Gemara is that seems that if you're in the middle of eating, you don't have to stop. If you're in the middle of drinking, you have to stop. And it's not clear about whether the prohibition to drink even applies to water or not. So how do we hold? So the Shulchan Aruch in source 32 said, Nor Chaim, Reish Tadi Tes, Seif Aleph says, Aser Lechol, Shum Davar, you can't eat anything. You can't drink any wine or any beverage other than water. From when it gets dark until Havdalah. So until you recite Havdalah. But if you're eating, you're sitting in the middle of eating, while it's still daytime, you don't need to stop for Havdalah. And the Ramah says, even for drinking. So, right, Shulchan Aruch says that, so he starts off and he says it seems what he's saying is that that you can even drink, well, he says that you can't, once Shabbos, right, once Saturday night hits, once it's dark, so you can't eat or drink. But if you're eating before, then you don't have to stop. V'im yihayu yoshev v'shosev v'chashchalo, tzarech lahafsik, v'yesh omrim tahani mili b'safek chashecha, v'vavadei chashecha, filo hayu yoshev ochel, paris mapa mabdil v'gomar sudaso. But let's say you're just drinking and it gets dark. So then, you need to stop. But some say this only applies when it's possibly dark. But when it's definitely dark, even if you're eating, you have to stop. So Shulchan Aruch cites two different opinions about whether you have to stop if you're eating on Saturday night. And the Ramah writes, V'aminak pashut kisfar rishono. The custom is like the first opinion. Meaning what? Let's say in Shul, we're eating Shal Shudas, and you continue eating, you can finish your meal even though it's Saturday night. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch rules. He has different opinions. But he says that if you started the meal, then you can continue and you don't have to stop. Once Saturday night hits. And the Taz wants to argue. If you look on source 33, he says Varif Aran Pershu Dahach Kovas Nafshe L'Kiddush Mayri B'Safek Chashecha. That the concept of Shabbos established itself with respect to Kiddush applies when there's a doubt as to whether it's dark. Meaning that by Kiddush, if it's possibly dark, then you have to recite Kiddush. Nimsa Shiesh Kan Shtei Chumras. There are two stringencies. Chumra Achas Le'inyan Mafsik Bisuda Bishvil Havdala Delohi Tiru Shal Hafsik Bisuda Shachar Bal Yom Bishvil Havdala Ela Bishal Shiesh Safek Hashecha. So there's one stringency, basically, that you would have to stop your meal for Havdala. And so there's one stringency which they said that, yeah, when there's a doubt whether it's dark, then you don't have to stop your meal. But when it's definitely dark, you do have to stop. And Chumra Beis, Yesh La'inyan Haschala Suda, Tafila B'Safek Hashecha Lo Yaskil. And a second stringency, according to the Ron and the Riff, that you can't even start a meal even when it's doubtful dark, meaning Bein Hashmashos, from sunset, Lo Yaskil, you can't stop, you can't start. So he cites that there are two stringencies with result to Havdalah, according to the Rif and the Ran, two Rishonim. Number one is that if it's definitely dark, you have to stop. And if it's possibly dark, Bein Hashmashos, you can't start to eat. V'harash mefarish hapshat, demayri afilu bevadei chashecha. And the Rush says, no, the Gemara is saying that even when it's definitely dark, ain't tzarech lahafsik, you don't have to stop bishvil Havdalah for Havdalah. Ulefi zeh yesh kula gam behaschala besavei chashecha demutar lahaschil. Then, therefore, when it's Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to start. In other words, what's going on here is the following. If we hold that you have to stop the meal at nightfall, stop Shal Shudas, let's say, at nightfall, then that means that you cannot start at sunset. And the Rush says no. He holds that number one is you don't have to stop at nightfall, and therefore you could even start at sunset. And then the way that Taz concludes it, he says, Nimsa dahani tre deos pligi betarte. So these two opinions, they argue on both points. So therefore, according to the Taz, he says that since the Ramah holds that you don't have to stop your meal at nightfall, it also means that you can start your meal even Bein Hashmashos. And that's actually very relevant. Are you allowed to eat Shalosh Shudas after sunset? Or maybe you have to say no, that maybe you can say if you start your meal, you don't have to stop. But maybe you can't start by sunset. So the Taz holds no, that once we're saying two different things. We're saying that we have two leniencies, that they're related to each other, if you hold like the lenient view, that you don't have to stop at nightfall. And you could even start Shalosh Shudos after sunset. So how does the Mishnah Berurah, so not everyone agrees, the Magid Avram disagrees. What does the Mishnah Berurah hold in Source 34, or Chaim Reish Tadi Tes, Siv Katan Aleph? He says, Umikol Makom Nira Li, De Le'inyan Achila Suda Shlishis, Im Lo Achal Mikodem Bevadei Tzorech Lechol Afilu Achar Shkia. Mishnah Berurah says, listen, we don't hold the Taz. That yes, it's true, that like the Ramah says, that when nightfall hits, you don't have to stop the meal, right? If I'm eating Shalosh Shudos, I continue eating. Once I bench, then I can't start again. But if I started a meal and I'm eating and now it's nightfall, then I don't have to stop eating. I can continue eating. And when I'm done, I can recite Ma'ariv and Avdallah. However, he says, but no, once it's sunset, it's Safek Hashecha, you shouldn't start a meal. However, if it's to fulfill, the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudos, since it's a mitzvah, so then you can be lenient. And in fact, in source 35, the sefer called B'Yitzchak Yikare, Reish Tadiyat Tes Saif Aleph, says Adoni Mori V'Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Pasach Shein Li Tol Yadayim L'Sudah Shlish Achar Shkia. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you can't wash your hands for Shalosh Shudos after sunset. Vatamhu, and what's the reason? Mishum Sheba Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, no gim ki agra, we hold like the Vilna Gaon. Tetzeis hakochavim hu pachos mechatzi shah achar shkia. He says that nightfall is less than 30 minutes after sunset. V'lachein ein rashay adam l'hascha basuda achar shkia. Now, you're not supposed to start Shalosh Shudos less than 30 minutes before nightfall. So therefore, after sunset, you shouldn't start Shalosh Shudos. V'mishnah Brura, Ivri Aliva, the Sheets, Rabbeinu Tam, B'yan Zman, Ben Hashmashos. Mishnah Brura holds like Rabbeinu Tam. V'alkein Kasav, Shegam Achar Shkia, Rashi Adam L'haskel Bisuda. Therefore, he says you could even start Shalosh Shudos after Shkia. Ki L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Hashkia Kodemas L'chati Shah, Shekonim Tzitz Chavim. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, what we call sunset is more than a half an hour before the stars come out. Shirak meyaz asher lahaskel bisuda achi spal v'yavdil. Then only from them you can't start a meal before you daven and make avdala. Then he says ulamaisen practice baratzos hatzafon bimkom shel mishnah berurah. He says in the northern countries such as the place of mishnah berurah, gam belishi tesh rabbeinu tam yesh yosir mechati shel mishkia atzit chavim. There's more than half an hour from sunset until nightfall. Meaning what? It's very practical. Meaning that, let's say, question is, when's the latest time you have to eat Shalosh, to start Shalosh Shudos, right? So the best thing is before sunset, right? But if you didn't, you have this whole mitzvah called Shalosh Shudos. So can you follow the leniency of the Taz, right? The Taz says you can eat anything. Taz says you can eat anything. Until it's definitely nightfall. So we're relying on the Taz. We rely on the Taz for when it comes to Shalosh Shudos. So what we're saying here is that you can rely on the Taz. You can follow the Taz, certainly in the northern countries, like in America also. There's more than a half an hour, between, sunset and nightfall. It's normally, what is it? It's normally 40 minutes, 42, 40. So depending on, it's between 40 and 50 minutes. If you calculate when sunset is, when Shabbos ends, I think in the summertime it's more like 48 minutes. In the wintertime it's more like 40 minutes. So you're allowed to start Shalosh Shudos as long as it's at least 30 minutes before, the stars come out. So that's bottom line halacha, I would say. If someone asks me, when's the latest to Shalosh Shudos? So it would seem that you can do that. Whatever Shabbos ends, a half an hour before is the latest. Better to do it before sunset, but if not, then you can do a half an hour before nightfall. Rav Avadya Yosef in Source 36, he says, "Umi shelo," in Chazon Avadya, he says, "Umi shelo hispik lasa suda shlishis arachar sheshaka acham." If someone was not able to do Shalosh Shudos till after the sunset, niskasis minyan me einenu. And we can't see the sun anymore. He says you can go until about 15 minutes after sunset. He has again there are more lenient views. So he said you can you can rely on these lenient views about when sunset is. Again, for Shal Shudas, the poskim are lenient. The Aruch HaShulchan in source 37 says, "Vizel kishayashvu bisuda." That's only, this leniency is only when you sat down for meal. If a lot of people are just sitting around and drinking, or a lot of people are sitting around to drink, and it got dark, that's not kavias. Even if they're eating like fruit and delicacies. Even if they're having mizonos, that's not a fixed amount. So the Aruch HaShulchan is very strict. And he says that only if you eat bread, so then you don't have to stop, at nightfall, right? But if you eat other foods, fruit and snacks or mizonos, that's not considered a fixed meal, and therefore you have to stop. You have to stop when it gets dark. So the truth is, if you look at footnote 28, he said Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he's not sure if that's the case. He says I'm more persuaded by what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. Let's say you want to have your Shal Shittos, you're not having it on bread, and you're having it on mizonos. So why is that not a fixed meal, right? Okay, you're not having bread, but you're fulfilling your Shal Shittos through the mizonos. So he thinks that you could still continue eating if you have mizonos, if that's your Shal Shittos. And in fact, that's what the Or LeZion writes, Ben Tzion Abba Shaul writes in Source 38, in Chelek Beis, Simon Chav Beis, Os Ches, he cites that, you look at just the bold section, Ochel Minei Mizonos, if you're eating mizonos, became into Shayach Bahem Kavius, since there is some fixed amount, Kisha Ochel Mahem Shir Suda. Here's a little bit of a different argument. He says, if you eat mizonos, if you eat enough mizonos, you would have to make hamotzi. Let's say you have tons and tons of crackers. So then you would have to make hamotzi if you have to have a lot of it. But since theoretically, if you have a lot of mizonos, you could theoretically wash and make hamotzi. So therefore, afim ochel pachos mishir kviyos. So therefore, even if you eat less than the amount of a kviyos suda, a fixed amount, that's enough. So you continue eating even after dark. So you see here, if you look at the next page on 178, so he has a nice summary. So he says, can you start to eat? So what do we hold? The Taz thinks that, once it's certainly night, so we generally hold, you can't drink. We generally hold not even water, even though there are different opinions. Once it's night, you definitely cannot eat. And there's a debate whether you can drink water. What about during Ben HaShemashos? So the Taz says yes, the Magen Avraham says no. But we typically hold that, yeah, for Shalosh Shudos, at least in America, you definitely can start to eat Shalosh Shudos even after sunset, until at least maybe half an hour before nightfall. Can you continue a meal? So we paskin yes, right? Two opinions, Shulchan Aruch, we paskin yes. Can you continue eating mizonos? So the Aruch HaShulchan says no, but we have Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the footnote who says that you can. Okay? So that's when it comes to eating. So let's talk a bit about malacha, work. So can you do work after Shabbos ends? So the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Amun Bey says in Source 39, Vam Rav Elazar ben Antiglas Mishum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, you can't do your needs before you make Abdullah. Right? Even though that you have to recite Abdullah first. Amar le Ravava le Ravashi b'marava amrinan hachi amavdil kodesh l'chol v'avdinun turchan. All you have to say are the words amavdil ben kodesh l'chol. It's all you say, and you're good. You can do work. Amar Ravashi ki avinan be Rav Kahana hava amar hamavdil kodesh l'chol umisaltinan silsa. Because once he would say amavdil kodesh l'chol, then he would cut wood to burn for light. Okay. Rashi says in Source 40 when he says amavdil kodesh l'chol, It's only lehekira ba'alma. It's just a signal. It's like you're accompanying the king to leave. And he says, Rashi though points out that you still have to make a havdalah ala kos, right? Just because you make havdalah, say baruch amadim kos shalchol, that means you're allowed to eat, but you still have to make havdalah ala kos. And then Rashi also writes, v'kol shekein di avdil b'tfila. If you made havdalah during davening, atachon antanu, then you can also do your needs, and then you make havdalah ala kos. Okay, so in other words, you can't eat or drink before havdalah ala kos, but you can't do work before any havdalah. So source 41, the Shulchan Aruch says, asher la'asel shu malacha kodem sheyavdil. You can't do any malacha before you make havdalah, v'im hivdil b'tfila. And if you made havdalah by tfila, mutar, you're allowed to do work. Even if you need to make havdalah on a cup of wine. And if you need to work before you made havdalah in davening, you say baruch hamavdim mikol shachol. And the Ramah says, v'chein, you know, it's that sometimes. I think if Tisha B'av falls out on Saturday night, that's what we do, right? Some people drive to shul on Saturday night. Like, you know, as we let's say we eat shal shittos at home. I think it was this past year. I think Tisha B'av was on Sunday. So we ate shalosh shudas at home, and then people recited Baruch Hamado Bekodesh Lechol, and then you can drive to shul, and we said Maariv, right, in shul. So that's an example of saying Baruch Hamado before you're making Abdullah, that you can do work. And the Ramah says V'chei Nashim She'enim Avdil Mitfila Yeshalam She'enim Hamado Bekodesh Lechol Kodesh Yasu Malacha. And women who don't make Abdullah in the Tfila, we should teach them to say Amadim Kosh Lechol before they do Malacha. Okay? And the Mishnah Brura adds, says that you can't even do things that are the Sifkat and Lamed Beis. He says, in Reish Tadi Test Sifkat and Lamed Beis, he says you can't even do things that are forbidden rabbinically. And then Sifkat and Lamed Daud, again, the Shulchan Aruch just says, based on the Gemara, you just say Hamadim Kosh Lechol. So Lavush says you're supposed to say Baruch Hamadim Kosh Uvein achol, and he says, but nevertheless, it's not a bracha. You're not saying God's name. You're not saying Hashem Elokeinu Elcholam. And so the question is, why does that work? Why does Baruch Abba Mekol Shechol? Why does that work? You're not saying God's name. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Umah Shadai Beloshen Azeh Liyin Asiyos Malacha Shu Lekir Ba'alma Lelavos Esam Melech. The reason why this is sufficient to do Malacha, because the goal, it's just a symbol. It's just a sign that we're accompanying the king, or the Shabbos, exit the Shabbos king, or the Shabbos queen, that we're exiting. You know, we're accompanying him out. So it's not, we're not, it's just like a sign that we acknowledge that it's no longer Shabbos. It doesn't effectuate the change between Shabbos and after Shabbos. And therefore, even saying without Shem Machos, without saying Hashem's name, that's sufficient. And the point is, and as I point out to you, in Sifkot Lamed Hey, it says you don't have to say the whole language of Havdalah. But for eating, you have to say the full Havdalah, ala kos, and also in Tefillah. Okay. And the Shaar Tzion writes in Source 43, that Imloshi Spala V'shachal HaHavdil Da'az Dai B'kos Levad. Let's say you forgot to say atachon antanu, so then just make havdalah ala kos. The question is, what if you say shavua tov? Is shavua tov considered havdalah? Right. We saw Rabbi Kiva Eger who said that if you say good Shabbos, then you fulfill the Torah obligation of kiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that. So can you say shavua tov? Is that sufficient? So the Tzitz Eliezer in Source 44. Nechelak Yerav Simon Lamadal. He says, "L'dati, according to my opinion, Yafshar Latzeis Bamira Shavua Tov Yudei Chovas Havdala Biyos Umilmeila Lomus Keres Havdala Ben Kodesh Lechol." He says, "No, you can't fulfill the obligation of Havdala because with these words, you're not mentioning Havdala. What's Havdala? You have to say to bless God that He separated between holiness and the mundane." He says, "Vayein B'Sefer HaMitzvos." La Rambam, and look at the mitzvahs in the Rambam. Mitzvahs asay kuf nun hey shekosef. He writes Shavdala he gamkin chelak mischira Shabbos v'takanas mitzvoseh. That Avdala is also part of mentioning Shabbos and it's mitzvos. And he says, and there's Havdalah is part of Shabbos. You mentioned when Shabbos begins and you mentioned when Shabbos ends. And he says in Sefer Achinuch, the mitzvah ladaber dvarim biyom haShabbos bichnisa. So the mitzvah is to mention words on Shabbos day when it enters, v'chem yitziyasa, and when it leaves. Shibahem zecher gedulas hayom, should be a remembrance for the greatness of the day of malaso, and status. V'havdalaso l'shevach mishayomim, and its separation from the other days for praise. So there's an idea. So therefore you have to mention Havdalah, Baruch HaMavdil Mikodesh L'chol, to praise Hashem for the separation between the holiness of Shabbos and the rest of the week. So let's finish with this. The final topic is, what's the latest time for Havdalah? What's the latest time that we can do Havdalah? So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav and Aleph, says in Source 45, Omri B'nei Rav Chiya, the sons of Rav Chiya said, if someone did not recite Havdalah on Saturday night, you can recite Havdalah the entire week. Seems like that. But Vad Kama, wait, really the entire week? How long the rest of the week? No, only until Wednesday. He said, "Lian gitin chada b'shabsa trei utlasa basar shabsa." So when it comes to writing a get, so you say if it's Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, it's a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday after Shabbos. Arba chamisha maliyoma kame shabsa. So I guess you I'm not an expert in writing gitin, but I guess if the get is written on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, you're supposed to say on the first day after Shabbos, on the second day after Shabbos. I guess if you say, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, I don't know the exact formulation, but you're supposed to say before Shabbos. So therefore, in other words, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are connected to the previous Shabbos, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are connected to the following Shabbos. We actually saw that in the very first discussion about Shabbos, about like, are you allowed to go on a cruise, right? So there are some opinions that you can go on a cruise or go on a boat on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Like, let's say you're going to go on a cruise and they're going to have to do malacha on Shabbos. So at what point in the week do you have to be concerned of what's going to happen on Shabbos? So we saw there were opinions that said on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, you can go on a cruise, even if it might be that you're going to be traveling on Shabbos, someone's going to have to do malacha for you on Shabbos. We don't care about that. We don't care about on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday what's going to be afterwards. Again, it's a difference if it's non-Jews running the boat or if the most pastors are Jews versus non-Jews, but bottom line, where we're talking about doing things or surgery or other things, doing things where you think that people are going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, you might have to be Mechal Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, generally we're not concerned. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we are concerned. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is counted like the previous week, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is counted like the next week. So, but Rabbi Yaakov says, Baridi says, Bavlo Olaor. Now, you can't recite Bor Mer Hoesh, on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. That's Saturday night. Why Saturday night? Because that's when fire was created. We say the bracha Bor Mer Hoesh because Saturday night is when fire was created. So yes, you can make the bracha of Havdalah during the rest of the week, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, but the bracha Hoesh is a specific to Saturday night, right? So if you look in Source 47, so the Gemara echoes this idea, Amarava Hilchasa. Tam Mekadesh V'tam Mavdil. Rava says the halacha is that if you tasted food before Kiddush, you can still recite Kiddush. If you tasted food before Havdalah, you can still recite Havdalah. U'mishalo Kiddush be'er Shabbos. If you didn't make Kiddush on Shabbos Eve, meaning at night, Mekadesh V'lo Kol Yom Kulo, you can make Kiddush the whole day. Ad Motzai Shabbos. If you forgot to make Kiddush, it's like you're during Shal Shudas, you can make Kiddush at Shal Shudas. Mishalo Hivdi B'motzai Shabbos. Let's say you forgot to recite Havdalah on Saturday night, Mavdil v'holech kol haShabbos kulo. You can write Havdalah anytime during the entire week. And Rashi explains, you see in the note after that it means only until Wednesday. However, the Rif had a different version of this text. Look at the Rif in Source 48. He says, U'maskan marava hilchasa tam mekadesh tam mavdil mishal kiddush be'er Shabbos mekadesh v'holech kol yom kulo, bold section. Mishalo hivdil b'motzei Shabbos mavdil v'holech kol yom kulo. The Rif's version of the Gemara, like, not everyone had the same version of the Gemara. So his version said that if you didn't make Havdalah on Saturday night, you make Havdalah during the entire day of Sunday, and that's it. So he holds you can only recite Havdalah just on Sunday. And the Halachos Gedolah, source 49, he says similarly, Mishal Hidal Motzei Shabbos Madav Kolim Kulo. You can only recite Havdalah through Sunday. It's only if you didn't taste anything. And even though the master said that if you tasted, you can make Havdalah. That's only if you're reciting Havdalah at night. But if you make Havdalah the next day, so he's more strict. Right? He's more strict than the Rif. The Rif says you can make Havdalah the whole Sunday. The Halachos Gedolah says, no, you can only make Havdalah on Sunday if you didn't eat anything Saturday night. But once you ate, then you can't make Havdalah anymore. What do we hold like? So the Shulchan Aruch says, right, you have until Tuesday, Sunday, Sunday if you didn't eat. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shachaf lo hivdil, source 50, Or Chaim Reish Tadi Tes Sivav. Shachaf lo hivdil motzei Shabbos. If you forgot you didn't recite Havdalah on Saturday night, Mavdil Ad Sof Yom Shlishi, you have till the end of the day Tuesday to recite Havdalah. Ah, there are those who say, like the Rif, all you have is Sunday. And it only works for wine, brachot wine, and Havdalah. Right, Havdalah has four brachos. There's a bracha on wine, the bracha on besamim, bracha on the ner, and the candle, and the bracha on Havdalah. The bracha, you make the declaration that God separated Shabbos from the other days. So, aval al ner besamim, ain't a bracha on motzei Shabbos. You can only recite the Ner and Besamim only on Saturday night. V'yesh mi she'omer da ha'dekai melon tam avdil he'anim mili hecha da havdil dehivdil b'leil motzei Shabbos v'em lo yivdil b'layla kim shetam shuvenim avdil. So Shulchan Aruch cites all three opinions. He first cites the opinion of Rashi, you have it until Tuesday. Then he cites the Rif, who says you only have it until Sunday. And then he cites the Bahag, who says you have it until Sunday as long as you didn't eat Saturday night. But once you ate, then that's it. You can't make Havdalah. What does the Ramah write? V'ikar kisfar rishona. And you can recite Havdalah until Tuesday. That's the halacha. And therefore, that's what we hold. If for some reason someone's sick, someone's in the hospital, you know, they were unconscious, whatever the reason is, they weren't able to recite Havdalah on the whole Sunday, you can recite Havdalah on Monday or Tuesday. The Ben Ish Chai, source 51. Nenas v'lo hivdil b'leil motzei Shabbos, yesh lo zman l'havdil ad sof yom shlishi. If for some reason you're in an unavoidable circumstance, you didn't make Havdalah on Saturday night, you can make Havdalah until Tuesday, is what we said. V'lo yivarach ela bar pir gafen al yayin and birkas hamavdil. So he says you make up hagafen and hamavdil. Miu birkas hamavdil yomar b'li shem machus b'shem nika plugsa b'zeh. So the Ben Ish Chai, Sephardi rabbi, I think of the 19th century, so he says, not so sure, like, you got the Rif and the Bahag, right? The Ramah, who's Ashkenaz, says you can make Havdalah until Tuesday. But Sephardim, I don't know, we got three opinions. Shulchan Aruch doesn't take a position. So he said, you can recite Havdalah until Tuesday, but just say, Baruch Hamavdu Mikol Shechol. Don't say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Mechalam Hamavdu Mikol Shechol. How does the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa say? Ashkenazim, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Lo Hivdil, B'motzei Shabbos, if you didn't recite Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Bein B'shogim, Bein B'mezid, whether unintentionally or intentionally. Yavdil Miyad K'chiniskar, recite Havdalah immediately when you mention it, when you remember. Bein Belaila, Bein Miyom, whether at nighttime or the daytime. Achrei Shisval Tefillah Shachris. First Daven first. Shachris. U'mavdal Tzof Yom Shlishi Ad Shkiyah Sachama. You can make Havdalah until the end of the Tuesday, until sunset on Tuesday. Aleinim Varech Lola, B'sam V'lo Ner, El B'leil Motzei Shabbos B'vad. Right? You can only recite a bracha on Bor Pir Gafen and the bracha of Hamavdil. Not, you can't do it on Ner, because Ner is a Saturday night bracha. And B'samim is also, because Besamim is because you're sad that Shabbos is leaving, and then you lose the additional neshama, the additional soul of Shabbos. That doesn't apply, right, on Sunday, you know, during the day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because Shabbos is already gone. And that's what he says here. That's what the Beis Yosef says in Source 53. L'mad Rabbein l'Besamim mikol shekein sherei einam el l'hashiv nefesh. The goal of the Besamim is to restore your soul. Shedoeg al shiyud Shabbos. You're worried about the end of Shabbos. It only applies the Besamim only, you know, right after Shabbos ends. So we'll just finish with this source 54, Sefer Hamanik. So some people have this sing Zmiros. They sing about Eliyahu Navi. So what's this? What's this? Where do we find this idea of singing, about Eliyahu HaNavi? So the Sefer Manig writes. So this is like in the, I think, the 12th century. Says Shamishorim b'chol gvulos Yisrael, Eliyahu HaNavi. Why do we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi on Saturday night? Lefisha who hamavase shavo lanu mehera b'mehera lifnei Mashiach. He's gonna come. He's gonna tell that Mashiach is coming. What does the pasuk say? Hinei anochi shalech lachem Eliyahu HaNavi. I'm gonna send you Eliyahu HaNavi. He's gonna tell you that Mashiach is coming. So he's not coming on Friday. We're not going to listen to him on Friday because we're busy preparing for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he's not coming on Friday. So therefore, we hope that he's going to come on Saturday night. The Abu Darham, look at he says also, look in the note after this. That the if we observe Shabbos properly twice, then we're going to be redeemed immediately. So hopefully we had a good Shabbos, and then we have a second good Shabbos. So hopefully that Saturday night, Eliyahu HaNavi will come, and we hope that will lead to the final redemption. Okay.